as a new manager and asylum seeker has been in this country for 4 years. He's now at the end of the legal process.
We have 5 days to stop them. So rain or shine, all of you should be out there on polling day.
House asylum seekers in camps in the war-torn countries that asylum seekers flee. We have also seen, year after year, the tabloid press and other media whipping up racism, whipping up lies about asylum seekers, and particularly these attacks on asylum seekers in Britain across the country today. We say asylum seekers are welcome here. We say asylum seekers have every right to be here under the 1951 Geneva Convention that Britain signed up to after the Holocaust. We say that asylum seekers contribute 10% more to the British economy than they take from it. So far from being the scroungers, far from being people who sponge off Britain's economy, they deserve to be here and we need them.
Multicultural, multi-religious society, and the BNP is a racist and a fascist party. No decent person could vote for a party that creates unrest, fear, division, and disharmony in our society. We must all unite to ensure that they are not given a platform for their racist and divisive ideas. Remember that the BNP is against democracy, they're against trade unions, they're against women's rights, they're against the rights of minorities. We must not allow them to succeed. They represent the politics of hate, fear, and hysteria. They are the real minority. Brothers and sisters, promote tolerance, diversity, equality, and respect for others. Promote tolerance for the asylum seekers. Say no to the racists and fascists. No to nationalism, no to militarism, and no to segregation. Defeat the BNP on the 1st of May. And if you don't vote, they will succeed. So the responsibility is on yours. Thank you very much.
Thanks, Afsal. Just a quick announcement. Campaign for Tom Herndl, a student of Manchester Metropolitan University, who was shot in the head by an Israeli soldier on the 12th of April on the Gaza Strip. There's a meeting today at 1 o'clock, but if you can't make that, there's meetings 7 o'clock every Wednesday at the Friends Meeting House, Greater Manchester. So please support that campaign. The next speaker is Bill Morris, the General Secretary of the Transport and General Workers Union.
Comrades and friends, someone said recently, I look out and I see the future. Well, from this platform today, I look out and I see the future and I hear a very clear and precise message. And you are the future of the United Kingdom. Multiracial, multicultural, black and white, unite. The message is also clear. Black and white, unite. Unite against racism. Know them and us. Together we are fighting this evil. And I'm privileged and indeed proud today to bring you not just greetings from my union, the Transport and General Workers Union, but to renew our pledge of solidarity and of continued support in this and every campaign which unite against racism. We're here today with a simple message and a simple cause. The cause is to oppose racism, which is not just a social evil, it is in fact a social disease in our society. It has no place and must be rooted out. Comrades, on the 1st of May, just next week, this nation comes to a fork in the road. We have to make a very clear decision. The decision will be this, that we will be tested in our democracy, will be tested in our commitment to the multiracial society. I have no doubts at all, that the British people in the various council elections will in fact determine that the multiracial society is united and it's here to stay. It is about a choice, democracy against bigotry, racism against tolerance. The people of this community, of the Northwest, will vote for freedom, for the liberty, and for the democracy which has served us well. They'll reject the message of violence, and they will reject the statement of racism. Our statement is a simple one. We say to the far-right parties, get out of our streets, get out of our community, and get out of our workplaces. Your message has no place in this society. Comrade, just 18 months ago, the trade union and labour movement pledged to do its bit in creating a new and different society. We did not pledge and commit ourselves to the attacks that we have seen on our liberty, our freedom, and indeed on our democracy. Our government's response is almost, I say, the words from which the racist in our society draws much strength and much support. We pledge as a trade union movement that we would stand shoulder to shoulder with those who are attacked by the racists. We're here today to renew that pledge and that commitment that we will stand shoulder to shoulder with all our brothers and sisters, whether they're Muslims, whether they're Jews, from whatever religion they come, we're together united to fight against racism. That's where we stand. But colleagues, this rally today makes another very important statement. Because on Tuesday, to the very day of the current week, it was the anniversary of the tragic death of Stephen Lawrence. And of course, the best part which comes from his death was the McPherson's report, which identifies institutionalized racism as one of the problems in our society. The government has now decided to wage war on institutionalized racism, but not in a very positive way, in a negative way. The Home Secretary claims that it's no more than a slogan, it doesn't exist. Well, you try telling that to the young Asians in Bradford, who is on the rough end of the criminal justice system. You try telling the blacks in Brixton, who are being stopped night after night, day after day, using the old sus laws brought back in disguise. You try telling them that there is no such thing as institutionalized racism. We know that it exists. We see it day in, day out. And I say this, that if institutionalized racism doesn't exist, then the Home Secretary better go and apologize to Doreen and Neville Lawrence, because institutionalized racism is the reason why the killers of their son still has not been brought to justice today, as we speak. So yes, colleagues, we're here to make those points. Institutionalized racism breeds poverty. It breeds social evil. And it breeds the sort of language which we hear day in, day out. It breeds the sort of language which talks about swamping. Words like swamping has now infiltrated the debate about race. Swamping is not a word which I want to hear from my Home Secretary. That's the language of the BNP. It's not the language of a government minister, and it has no place in our society. It is the policies. It is the policies. The policies of ID cards. The policies of attacks on the judiciary. The policies which says that every single person in this society, in this community, should be just another mirror image, giving up your culture, giving up your history, and giving up your tradition. Well, the multiracial society today is alive and it's vibrant and it's making its own statement. When I protested recently, the Home Secretary says Maurice should grow up. Well, yes, I want to grow up, but I tell you this, I don't want to grow up in one of his detention centres where he's sending asylum seekers' children. I don't want to grow up in that sort of society and that sort of environment. The Home Secretary says, when I protested about the so-called safe haven to receive the white man's burden because we no longer want to deal with asylum seekers, all we want to do is to pay some poor third world country to do it for us. When I protested, his response is that Maurice is a man looking for a cause. Yes, I say this, as long as he's Home Secretary, then I don't have to look for a cause, because the things that he's putting forward is sufficient for us to fight. So today, colleagues, we're asking again for the dividing line to be drawn. When Mosley's black shirt tried to enter Cable Street in the East End, this movement united together and draw the dividing line. The time has yet come back for us to redraw that line. And we are saying our statement today is to stand up for justice, stand up for freedom, stand up for our community, stand united and fight against racism. Know them and us in this society. If we stand and fight, we're bound to win. Thank you very much.
We showed that in the area where Stephen Lawrence was murdered, that there was a 300% rise in racist attacks between the time the DNP set up and pushed up the rally.
Wherever they organised, that it led to the murder of several white people. What do you think would happen?
Thank you. Message for the bastard National Party after the 5th of May when we defeat your candidates, we want you to get out of town by sundown. Do I get a big yay for that? Yes, man. Nick Griffin, where is he? A wanted man. I bring you greetings from the Mayor of London, Operation Black Vote, the National Assembly Against Racism and the National Black Alliance at this extremely timely rally here in Manchester. I'm glad to be back home again. Love to be coming back to Manchester, and we gather here today in united opposition in the week of the 10th anniversary of the brutal racist murder of Stephen Lawrence and 5 days before these forthcoming local elections. We gather here to send a loud and clear message that we will not allow organised racism to take place in our communities, in our workplaces, in our schools or our universities. Our resolve is to stand united against the politics of hatred and the rise of Islamophobia and the scandalous scapegoating of asylum seekers and refugees. Isn't it abhorrent for a Labour government to have the most right-wing secretary that we've had for a generation here in the United Kingdom? It's abhorrent to me. And the government, when it comes to talk on asylum issues, this government speaks out both sides of its mouth at the same time. On the one hand, rhetorical commitments for tackling institutionalised racism. Well, I've got a message for Blunkett and Blair. If you want to tackle institutionalised racism, go to the Home Office, go to the Home Secretary's office in the Home Office and start tackling the racism that is apparent in your asylum and immigration policies. That gave rise and the opportunity for these racist bastards, BNP, to get elected in the North.
PMP get elected in the north where there are no black people and no asylum seekers. Why? Because this government has given a green light to racism with that legislation, and the racist press such as the Daily Mail and others field a diatribe of filth and lies, convincing people about a threat that is non-existent. The anti-racist movement, united with trade unions, in conjunction with representatives of all faith and communities that make up the 21st century Britain, will see off the likes of BNP and racism in this country. There is, however, great danger in what is happening today, and that is this. There's a carbon copy repeat of the European experience, which has its roots in the 1980s and the early 90s, when the extreme right-wing groups gained toehold in local areas in parts of France, Belgium, Italy, Austria, elsewhere. And our experience in Britain is very, very similar. They exploited racist views in those countries and their reactionary throwback for old colonial days. But I want to just say this, comrades. I come back to Manchester and I grew up in Oldham, all those cotton industry towns. And it's incumbent upon the authorities, the trade unions and the campaigning groups to point out to those local populations that when cotton was king in Manchester, that cotton came from a colonial empire that built that town hall, that built the roads that you're working on, that built the libraries that we see, that contributed to the working standards of British workers here in the United Kingdom. There is a link. These people try to invent history like we black people have come into the country and run down the economy. The reality is far from that. Black people, African, Caribbean and Asian communities throughout the post-war and pre-war period have built the United Kingdom, and it couldn't be the country it is today without their contributions. And so the BNP in Burnley, we built Burnley, we own it, lock, stock and barrel. To the BNP in Oldham, we own it, we bought it, lock, stock and barrel. The reactionary agenda flourished under adverse social and economic conditions not stood up to firmly by mainstream politicians. Instead of learning the lessons of France, our mainstream political parties have failed to stand up to racism. You cannot beat the BNP in a competition of racism. They will always beat you to the racist punch. And this government, with its racist Home Secretary, has made the most fundamental mistake in trying to deal with the issues of asylum seekers and racism. Attacks from the highest level of government on the implementation of the Lawrence Report. Let's redefine institutionalised racism, David Blunkett says. Well, I say let's redefine the Labour Party and get it back to its original core values. Not far from here in Lancaster is Malassane, and he is in his 12th year of battling against racist attacks, joined up institutionalised racism. Over 50 sites in the last 2 weeks have been scrawled with graffiti naming Malassane as a paedophile and so on. The BNP was standing a candidate in there, and as was earlier speakers have said, wherever the BNP stand, we see a massive increase in racist graffiti, racial harassment and racial attacks. I say simply this. I agree in supporting democracy. I'm a very democratic chap. Always get elected and deselected anytime people are ready. I support democracy. But when other mainstream parties say to me, Lee, I defend their right to freedom of speech. Their right of freedom of speech cannot be at the expense of my right as a black British citizen to live free from fear and free from the kind of politics of hatred of the BNP. If they wish to pose an anti-democratic, anti-human rights political agenda, then I say they've given up their right to be allowed democratic speech. And I hope the BBC and others are listening. No platform for the BNP. They should be prescribed as an organisation, and the sooner we get the legislation and the Home Secretary with enough testicular fortitude to do the job, then we can come back here and celebrate. Thank you, comrades.
Thank you, Lee. Well, welcome to today's United Against Racism event as a way of demonstrating our determination to rid our country of racists and fascists. Unison young members believe that racists and fascists are a threat to all of us who fight for freedom, justice and equality, whether we are black or white, men or women, young or old, gay or straight, disabled or able-bodied. Unison young members call on all those opposed to racism and fascism to redouble their efforts to ensure that we are victorious in our fight for a society that is fair, tolerant and which celebrates its diversity. I can't think of a better way of finishing this rally than that. Thank you very much for coming along today. Please stay around and enjoy the band Hoodsa.
Campaigning for trade justice. We're members of the trade justice movement. And what we want is the world to take as much interest in the war against poverty as they've done in the war against Iraq. We want as much information. We want everybody to support it. We want you to write your MPs, write your MEPs. And in particular, we're going to have a big mass lobby on June the 27th and 28th. We want everyone to go and see their MPs and demand that the world trade rules are fair. At the moment, the world trade rules have been written for the rich countries, not for the poor countries, so that they're biased towards the rich. They've got tariffs on goods from the poor countries, they've got quotas, they provide agricultural subsidies so they can't import, and the worst thing of all, they actually pay our agricultural markets to dump products onto the third world, which impoverishes these third world markets. So campaign against trade injustice, go to your MP and demand that the World Trade Organization rules are changed to be fair and just for the whole world. Thank you very much.